Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This year, it was Terry McLaurin. They got it done. They got it done a month before training camp.
Yeah.
Kudos. And listen, I think we can have real conversations if Ron Rivera's the guy that gets this team back to a Super Bowl. I think you can ask a real question if they're going to win a playoff game. You can ask if Martin Mayhew is the right talent evaluator. If Marty Herney has only had success in Carolina. You can ask Bill Polo, Chris
Rogers,
Polo, rather.
This guy that was negotiating this deal.
Rob Rogers.
Yeah, we need to talk about him as well.
Right. Like, you can ask plenty of questions if these dudes are the guys to get this organization back to greatness. But what they did yesterday was functional, competent, get the deal done because you know it needs to be done. And we've seen this organization botch it.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen this organization not pay their own young players, bring other guys in that underperform. We've seen this organization go down the franchise tag highway to hell. We've seen all these things. Two straight off seasons, they've handled it right. Terry McLaurin gets a 3-year contract extension. It's a good day to be a Commanders fan. Everybody that was on the fence about ordering a new McLaurin jersey, fire away. Mm-hmm. Get that Fanatics app up and working. I'd actually love to see that in the last 24 hours, what the increase in Terry McLaurin jersey sales is. So you and I were off the air yesterday. The news broke about 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
What was your reaction when you heard it?
I was like, cool. I mean, I you and I both said that they're going to probably get it done. And I think, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think we should be applauding them for doing what they're supposed to do. It's just like, I had an uncle of mine told his son, he say, why should I buy you something for graduating from high school? You're supposed to do that. You know? So it gets to a little shaky situation, but I think when you look at a guy like a Terry, if you don't sign him and extend him, what the hell does a person have to be extended? So this is one that I felt should happen. So I'm happy it happened. I was thrilled, but I'm not going to applaud it because it happened. It's not like, you know, they did something that, out the ordinary. This is what's supposed to be done. You got a guy comes in, does everything right. He's not a person you have to worry about off the field. He's a true leader. He's a fan. He's a staple. He's a fan favorite. You get that dude signed. That's how you keep people around. That's how you keep fans around. You know, you get rid of people that the fans like, then you got a problem. So, you know, but I was thoroughly happy that it got done. At least a positive came out of some stuff, you know, because I'm still hearing the other stuff, you know. But it was cool. Very cool. And, you know, I don't give a lot of credit to a lot of people.
Sure.
That's one of the guys I give credit to all the damn time.
I think the Chris Rock stand-up, like his first huge HBO special,
mm-hmm.
when he's like, people want to be congratulated for taking care of stuff they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to take care of your kids. Like,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'm editing greatly what he said, but you're right. Like, I'm not suggesting we throw a parade for getting a deal done that should have been done, but I am still, especially in the wake of all of this offseason, of everything that's happened from 2-2-22 to 3-22, the last congressional hearing, all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see positive steps.
Yeah.
And we can argue if Carson Wentz is going to be good. We'll find out in a couple months. Nobody knows. There's plenty of reason to doubt he can overcome whatever has tripped him up in Indy and Philly.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of reason to be skeptical. But all offseason they said, we got to get a quarterback. They think they got one.
Mm-hmm.
Then their priority was getting Terry's deal done. They got it done. A lot of questions about the numbers. A lot of questions about why only 3 years. I look at the 3 years as multiple things.
It's advantageous for Terry. I know that.
Some people would argue that Brendan Dar was just arguing with us that he would want more. He would want the fourth year with some guarantees on there. I don't know that that's accurate because let's just look at what the deal really is. Because people get so caught up in what they think the numbers are and what they think a franchise tag is and what's actually accurate. This deal ends up being, this year, McLaurin is set to make. So let's start with the super basics. Terry's already under contract this year, the last year of his rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make about $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first year he gets paid on his rookie deal. His base salaries have been somewhere around $700K over the first 3 years. This year he gets $2.8 million in salary, another $250K is his prorated bonus that he got as a rookie. So he counts for $3 million on the cap. Cool. Yesterday's deal is a 3 year up to $71 million contract extension.
Is that with bonuses and things?
It could get all the way up to $71 million.
Mm-hmm. Which would put it at $27 million a year, but it's really less. You're saying?
Well, the guarantees are what matter, right? And I saw this from Rap Sheet, and the people I talked to backed it up. The total guarantees in this thing are $53 million.
Okay, with a three this year, that's there too.
No. So that 53 in the extension.
Yeah.
So, and add three for this year. So what you're really looking at is a 3 year, $56 million contract for McLaurin right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you average that out, it's almost the exact same number that A.J. Brown got. Fully guaranteed at signing, he's going to make $35 million.
Mm-hmm.
The signing bonus, the immediate signing bonus, is $28 million.
Mm-hmm.
Next March, so 10 months from now, maybe 9 months from now, he gets another $12.5 million. So for the folks that are questioning, why couldn't he?
That's 40.5.
He's going to get 28 and then 12 and a half next year.
Yeah.
Like the guarantees are real.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll get the rest of it in March 24. And what's good for the Commanders is all of that bonus money gets prorated over the course of this contract.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught up in the 3 years.
Saying that you're throwing me off here. He's getting $28 million and $12 million in what's called?
No, it's just when it becomes payable. He's getting $28 million.
And he's going to get $12 of the $28 million in next March?
The signing bonus is $12 million. There's another, probably a roster. It's probably mechanized differently, but there's another $12.5 million that comes in March.
Okay.
So that gets him up to $40 million. And then there would be the remaining 12 and a half, which gets them to that 53 fully guaranteed number in the second 3 years from now, mm-hmm. the second year of the extension. And then the third year of the extension, frankly, I would think, assuming everything's going well, the Commanders would look to renegotiate then. Because by 2024, this thing's going to be a bargain.
Oh, yeah. Because I think by next year it's a bargain.
You know what happens next year? Justin Jefferson can renegotiate.
It's a bargain.
You know what happens the year after that?
Mm-hmm.
Ja'Marr Chase can renegotiate. So anybody that thinks this is too much money, remember that guy that called in a couple weeks ago was saying Ohio State guys can't play? You might have been out. This guy was a lunatic.
But no, I read somebody on the witch column trying to say, worry about paying the guys that set the market. He's one of the guys that's setting the damn market because he can play. I mean, it's like, I took that walk down the lane I normally don't. I wanted to read some of the comments about the contract. There's some dumbass people in this area that claim that they're Commander fans. Simply dumb. You know, they were like sitting up here, well, why pay him? Why pay him? If you're going to pay anybody on that damn team, he's the one that needs to get paid.
There also has to be, and I think John Allen joined Grant and Danny yesterday, and the quote that stood out to me is, it reiterates to a player like John Allen, who already got paid, it's worth pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
But it reiterates to John that the organization is moving in the right direction. Because if you couldn't pay a guy like Terry, then who gets paid?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, I was blown away by some of the simply idiotic comments I read. And I see why I don't read Twitter a lot. I'm serious. Every time I read Twitter, I leave feeling like I just lost some of my intelligence. I'm serious.
So for folks that wonder why Terry wouldn't just chill, not sign, and get to free agency next year or get tagged next year, according to Over the Cap, which is probably the preeminent NFL salary guideline publication, the expected franchise tag next year gets close to $20 million. And that would become fully guaranteed. And say they even tagged him again the following year. That would be it goes up by 20%, so that'd be 24
20 plus, yeah.
So in the next three seasons, if he went that route, he'd make the $3 million this year, 20 next year.
And then about 21, 22.
It would be 3, 20, and 24. So you're talking about 47.
Yeah.
Whereas he stands to make 54.
Yeah.
And there's incentives.
Yeah.
You sign a franchise tag, there's no incentives. There's no nothing. It's just that's the number.
That's it.
Plus, this way.
This way, he has $28 million going into a bank account.
Immediately.
And I think he's supposed to be getting married. So he's starting off his life real nice.
Right.
And real nice.
And he gives the team that he's also showing a commitment to, that he's shown a commitment to the entire time he's been in the NFL, gives them financial flexibility.
Yeah.
Because when you get the bulk of this money as a bonus, it gets prorated over the course of the deal. It gets spread out.
Mm-hmm.
That allows next year, if this team wants to be aggressive, and we haven't seen much of that, but should they want to, they'll have that availability.
Yeah.
Let's say Carson Wentz balls out and they need to rework his deal. They'll have flexibility.
There you go.
You know what else it allows? When they get into the second year of the extension, 3 years from now, so 2024, say things are going really well and they want to renegotiate, they could just guarantee some of the money in the third year of the deal and add years onto that deal. You know what else that will allow? More financial flexibility.
Yep.
And you know why he might be more in tuned to doing so?
Because that money comes up front.
Because the money comes up front and because they've shown him some cash.
Mm-hmm.
They're building trust. John Allen says a restored faith. That's a real thing. There's a reason Deebo Samuel started reporting to camp, and it's not because he's worried about getting fined.
No,
it's because he believes the Niners are going to pay him.
If you look at the history of the 49ers, he knows they pay. Especially when you can play like he can.
Totally. And I mean, if you look at the pure guarantees on this, it compares nicely to a guy like A.J. Brown. This deal makes sense. If you want to get caught up in why it's 3 and not 4 years,
let's just say this, because they negotiate, okay? I think when you look at the fact that he's getting the money he's getting, for Terry, it's advantageous to do a 3-year deal. He's back on the market relatively quick, which means he's going to get paid here or somewhere else. For the team, okay? It's a shorter-term deal. You're not locked in. You don't have to come in a person that you see has been very good for you. And the way it's being worked now, it, like you said, it gives them financial flexibility throughout. So I think it's a team, it's a deal that was good on both sides. This wasn't one of those like, well, I won. No. They won. Actually, the fans won. Say it like that.
Absolutely. I want to explain a little more why I think perhaps the biggest positive sign in this contract, because I think what we know, what we've heard anyway about the organization in business negotiations, and I, part of me feels like you maybe see this in the lack of a stadium deal somewhere, is that they feel like they always have to win. They have to get over on somebody, mm-hmm. right? That's not what happened here. If you look at what happened here, it's hard to look at this thing and not see some compromise by both parties. Terry was clearly driven by guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And perhaps the organization...
And he should be.
Totally, because that's what you know. You and I work on contracts, B. And, I mean, you did it in the league, but right now, you and I work on contracts. And there's incentives, and there's what we know we will get paid.
Mm-hmm.
What do you care more about?
What I know.
What I know.
The incentives, you know, they look good. You go, okay, but I get that. I can make. But you know what? A lot of things work against that. So
a lot of moving goalposts.
You go for what you know. So right. You know
what I know is what matters.
Get the guarantees.
I want to explain what I mean by compromise. I want to explain the advantages for Terry McLaurin. I also want to point out one thing that perhaps has gotten forgotten now that this is over. I'm going to speak on behalf of Commanders fans, and if you don't think I'm the person, you just let me know on Twitter, at JP Finley NBCS. I'm going to speak on behalf of Commanders fans and thank Terry McLaurin for one thing he saved us from this summer.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Good day to be a Commanders fan. They got a deal done that needed to be done. You heard Ian Rappaport there kind of explaining some of that explanation on the new contract. This one makes sense for all parties, and that's what I think is important to point out. A lot of talk about why a three-year deal, not a four-year deal. I think there's plenty of reasons. I think if you're Terry McLaurin, next year the wide receiver market will reset with Justin Jefferson. 2 years from now, the wide receiver market will reset with Jamar Chase. By the time his guaranteed money runs out on this deal in 25, one, he can renegotiate. Commanders can extend him some more. They can offer more guaranteed money. Maybe put it through 27, mm-hmm. Spread that money on out.
He's still balling. You keep him around.
But it also, to me, shows, if I had to guess, that the organization was willing to compromise in some capacity. Because
I think it's depending on, and it comes down to the person, and I think this is where a lot of fans, they immediately just think, oh, it's just going to happen. They think one-sided. But what do we always say? It's negotiating. Those agents know what the hell is happening too. And this league now is more slotted when it comes to salaries than it was way in the past. Basically today, you know about around the amount of money you're going to be making. And I think the agent's job now is to make that as much guarantee as you keep saying. And also take a little bit of the red tape out of it. The team wants the red tape. The team doesn't mind giving you $82 million if it means that you got to do certain criteria to get to the $82 million or the $71 million. But the agent's job is to make sure that when that player takes that pen and inks that deal, he knows exactly, like you said earlier, he knows around exactly what he's getting. Now, the player that's driven, like I truly believe a John Allen is, Terry McLaurin is, those are the guys that go out there and work a little harder. They build themselves up. They stay out of trouble to where, you know what, they get themselves the best possibility of winning all that, making all that extra money as well. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
With some guys, there are guys that 3 years, 56, they care about the 56 and they don't do any more work because they worry about getting the 56. And normally what happened in those deals, before the deal's over, they start to lose out some of their ability. The players that are driven and hungry, like go back in the day like a Gary Clark, okay? When you saw him on the football field, you saw this guy is trying to get paid again. He's just get paid. He want to get paid again. Charlie Cassidy said he was telling his students at one point that he had one player that every time they sign a contract, they play better the next year. Like a lot of people always say, well, guys in this contract year where he's trying to get the new contract. My mind was once I got the deal, I wanted you to know that you didn't make a mistake. And guess what my mindset was? I'm looking at the next one. You know, whether it's 2 years, 3 years down the road, I'm trying to get the next one too. And I think that is, when you watch Terry McLaurin play and you watch that kid perform, and I watch him carrying himself, he goes to the same church I go to. The dude carries himself professional and in the right manner all the damn time. And that's a guy you want to see get paid.
Totally. And here's one thing I'll point out and why I think this was a compromise. The guarantees were what was most important to McLaurin's representatives, mm-hmm. understandably, as they should be. It's more or less the same deal A.J. Brown got. But Brown is signed for another year.
Mm-hmm.
And his highest base salary in 2026 is $30 million with a cap number of $41 million with zero guaranteed money on there.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we call funny money.
Yeah.
Okay? So, Terry gets to free agency or gets to a point where the organization might want to renegotiate a year earlier without being capped of another year on a contract. If A.J. Brown decides when the guaranteed money runs out in his deal in 2025, he still has 2 years left on that deal.
Yeah,
it's a lot harder to start barking about a contract with 2 years left on that deal.
Yeah, but I got $30 million salary waiting on me. I don't know if I'm worried. Now the team, I think you got to look at it two different ways. This is how players look at it. Whether that salary is that salary cap number is going to be too high to where if I'm still balling, team's going to come to me and say, let's work this deal out.
Right.
They're going to give – so I can say, okay, well, $10, $15 million of that right now, cut that salary down and turn that into
sure.
some extra years. Or just like Terry can be free and the team want to come talk to him now. Both of those ways work. You know, they both
One of them could get a little more contentious, though, yeah. if the team's like – I mean, because – for years and years and years, and this isn't strict to the then Redskins, but a lot of organizations say we will only talk about a new contract when you have 1 year left on the deal.
That's changed, though.
It has changed, yeah. But plenty of teams have or still do subscribe to that theory. My point is, I think this shows compromise, that the guarantee is what mattered most. They gave him the guarantee, mm-hmm. but it also lets him out a year earlier.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to look at this from both sides and say, all right, the advantage for the team is they've got their guy under contract to something that works out really well for them.
Mm-hmm.
And what could certainly prove to be a bargain. I think you could argue it's market rate now, and a year from now it'll be
below market rate. But like the thing what I'm saying is it all boils down to how are the players playing when that time comes. Let's say when Terry's hitting his third year, he's still balling. And let's say when A.J. Brown hit his third year, he's still balling. They're looking at next year, A.J. Brown is making $30 million salary, 40-something million cap hit. They go to him and start talking to him.
They're going to have to.
Okay? Terry has a free year coming. Okay? If the team is smart, they go, listen, we want to give you an extension. Okay.
In March of 25. Yeah.
So
they do
so
that.
Both of them work very much in the same sense, you know, but right now, AJ Brown knows my salary will be $30 million. There's no guarantee in it. So will I have to be a person that listens? Hell, the way I look at it, if you're gonna come to me and you wanna give me $20 million of that $30 million up front and add another year or two to it, I'm cool with it. Because that money is in pocket, in the bank.
Sure.
Already negotiate. I'm going to buy some of the best stocks out there, the blue chip stocks, and keep moving with it.
Now, there is a factor here that a lot of people want to point out because a lot of people like proving they're the smartest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Terry will be turning 30 that season. I don't think that's why this is a shorter deal. I think it's because Terry wants another crack at free agency.
You know what I said about that, though? He came into the league older. He was 24, 25 when he got into the league. So,
and he came in with less tread on his tires.
That's why when I hear people.
I think it's more about hits
when people,
and everything
when people
else.
Look at the age, stop looking at the age and look at the amount of years that the guy is in the league. Like, everybody tell me about what LeBron did before a certain age. LeBron came into the league at 17, 18 years old. And Michael came into the league at 20-something years old. So, yes, he's supposed to do it earlier. When you got the same type of level of talent, you're going to do it. Terry came into the league about 24 years old. And we always saw he was, you and I both said, as soon as we talked to this dude, is way more matured than an average rookie. Wade was a little older than an average rookie. But that doesn't mean he's got hit more than anybody else. But if he's at 30, because right now, 30 means absolutely nothing in sports when you take care of yourself. I've said it to people over and over again, I've had my best 3 years in a row after 30. Why? Because you focus on it, you work harder. That dude takes care of himself. It's not going to be a problem. And that 30, when you get 30 and you were over, that, I wish I could say the other word, that crap is a long time ago. People are beyond that now. And if any general manager is just living based off of that, he should be out of a job today. But there's some dudes that can still do it way after 30.
And there are folks that'll say, yeah, but his game's predicated on speed. Okay.
Darryl Green ran 4.2 at 40. Ran 4.5 at 50. If you are a speed guy and you work at running – like, everybody will say, man, how do I run fast? Run fast. I mean, you're not going to just go lift the weight and get faster. You got to start running faster, make your stride longer, become stronger, run uphill, do different things like that. Run downhill to lengthen your stride. But Terry's a guy that takes care of himself. We can't automatically assume that he hits 30 and he's going to get slow. Hell, I got faster after 30.
You know who turns 30 this year?
Who?
Devontae Adams.
Hmm. And how much money he just got?
All of it.
147 million it was total?
Yeah, I mean, the guarantees.
70-something or whatever the total is on that guarantee?
You know who just signed a new contract?
Aaron Donald?
Well, no.
How old is he?
Just a receiver. Just a receiver. Cooper Kupp just got $75 million guaranteed,
okay.
Right?
Okay. How old is he?
He's 29.
Okay.
Like.
So but this is the mindset I want. And this is what I'm asking our Washington Commanders fans. We seem to be left, we think old school, but we want all new school stuff. Other teams are paying their 28, 29, 30-year-old players to go play 3, 4, 5 more years. How about we stop thinking just because somebody's going to be 30, they're done. Let's start expecting, if they're 30 years old and they can still perform, let them perform past 30. I've said it many a times, you don't win with all old players. You don't win with all young players. You need a great combination. And if Terry McLaurin is still getting it done at 30 and the type of leader he is, you want that guy on your team. Because I can see a bunch of young guys rolling in and say, well, damn, if Terry's still doing that, I damn sure have to work hard like him. Darryl Green, Monty Coleman, Ernest Biner, Jeff Bosick, those guys were doing it when I got here. So I said, well, hell, that's the way I need to work. And that's what you want around your team.
In his last three seasons, Tyler Lockett has gone for about 3,300 yards with 26 touchdowns. He'll turn 30 in September. I don't think the Seahawks are worried about it. Elite athletes, elite ballplayers.
And what does Tyler Lockett do? He picks him up and put him down at a rapid pace.
And people talk, oh, well, he's a speed guy. Yeah. I'm not getting caught up in the age. I'd suggest you don't either.
What did Aaliyah say?
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
At 11 a.m., we want to know, how fired up were you about the Terry McLaurin contract? What did it mean? What does it mean for this team?
You know
team?
How fired up I was? I got up this morning at 5:30 and went worked out.
I did too.
I'm like, hell, I'm about to go on a TikTok. I'm about to go into a new – Jeff going to get me on the TikTok.
I think we should.
Venue.
All the dumb games we play in between breaks.
Yeah, we play some of the dumbest things in the world.
Maybe tomorrow, Landfill's the debut of the Summer Olympics. Of the B. Mitchell Finley Summer Games.
We want to do like backflips or something like that?
Probably not. I was thinking we could have a putting contest. Or
yeah, putting contest. Backflip.
I will bring the putting green
backflips
in if you bring
have
the
a
putter
bunch
in.
Of busted heads.
All right. I got the putting green. You bring the putter. All right. Deal?
Even if I forget the one I have at home, I got one in my car.
Fair. All right. Phone lines open up. We want your reaction to the Terry McLaurin deal. This is, I think, contractually the best contract they've given out since they probably re-signed Trent if you're going to talk about a re-signing of their own players. You know, I think there have been some good free agent signings. I would take a J.D. McKissic, Logan Thomas, maybe DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon before that, the Santana Moss trade. There aren't a ton of moments you would point to from a football business perspective that are better than this, because I fully expect, frankly, I not only expect Terry to continue his current level of really strong play, I think he's still going to get better. Mm-hmm. I think he could get a lot better if Carson Wentz is able to deliver on the baseline numbers. I think he can perform. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
Design it to go to him.
1067, certainly.
He will win.
One thing in this process, though, stood out the most to me. There's one thing in this process that I think, having done this now for a few months, makes me the most happy and one thing I appreciate McLaurin for the most. You want to guess?
You mean in the process of negotiating?
The holdout, the contract process.
He didn't talk anything. He wasn't trying to bash anybody. He just went on, did his business, and kept moving.
That, for sure. And I would add, the organization didn't.
Yeah.
Nothing got leaked out about, oh, you know, he's asking for too much money. There was no weird leak about, like, oh, you know, if you look at the numbers statistically, he doesn't measure up. None of that.
I think everybody knows, but a person like him, you can't really say that much. Like the way I look at Terry is this. I remember people telling me about the media, and I say, you know what? The media can make or break you if you keep giving them opportunities to make or break you. But if you're doing what the hell you're supposed to be doing, they can't break you. That dude does everything he's supposed to do at a super high level, and there was nobody that could put out anything negative about him because nobody would have taken it. People would have looked at that and said, man, give me a damn break and move forward.
Totally. The thing that made me happiest throughout this whole process, though, is some of the opposite that we've seen elsewhere around the NFL. The thing that made me happiest in seeing Terry get this deal done and the organization get this deal done, I'm going to tell you when we return right here on B. Mitch and Finley.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!